Welcome back to Bree's Product Hunt Daily Podcast. I'm Mia, and today we're exploring two AI tools that launched on Product Hunt on July 12, 2026, both rethinking how creative and technical work gets done.
I'm Milo, and these aren't just incremental updates. We're looking at a fundamental shift from stateless tools to systems that remember, connect, and evolve with you over time.
Exactly. First up is Miura, which hit number 2 on the daily leaderboard with 484 upvotes and 105 comments across design, marketing, and AI threads. And then we'll unpack Second Brain V2, which landed at number 4 with 320 upvotes. Two memory-driven products, two very different audiences. Let's dive in.
So, Milo, many creators now describe their workflow as an entire team's output produced by one person. That's the promise at the heart of Miura. The tagline puts it plainly. Scale your creativity on an editable canvas with agent memory. But after reading through the Product Hunt listing, I realized this isn't just another AI image generator.
Right. The founding team positions Miura as an agentic creative studio, not a tool. And that distinction matters. You bring one idea, generate multimodal assets on a single shared canvas, and the system automatically builds memory from your choices. That memory then becomes a reusable skill.
Think about what that solves in a real workflow. Say you establish a color palette, a typographic habit, a certain mood across a few projects. Normally, you'd reteach that with every prompt, every session. Miura captures those preferences and carries them forward, so your taste stays consistent without extra effort.
And the word studio is deliberate here. A human creative studio retains institutional knowledge. Painters know the palette. Designers know the brand guide. Miura promises the same, but for an individual creator. The memory architecture converts past activity into future capability.
The makers, including EchoSun and others tagged on the listing, are framing this as a paradigm upgrade from commanding a tool to collaborating with a studio that learns how you work. One person, a whole creative studio. That's the pitch.
Now, technical details about the underlying model aren't disclosed in the listing, which means the focus is entirely on the memory and skill compounding as the differentiator. I think that's smart positioning. It says the magic isn't in the generation alone, it's in the system's ability to remember, adapt, and compound your creative decisions across sessions and projects.
And with 105 comments on the Product Hunt launch, people clearly had a lot to discuss about this approach to consistent personal style across multimodal output. It redefines what a creative tool is supposed to do for you.
Now, let's shift to the technical side of memory. Second Brain V2 is an open-source AI memory layer built by Rohil Pirani, and it works across Claude, ChatGPT, Cursor, Codex, and any MCP-compatible client. Launched the same day as Miura, it reached number 4 on Product Hunt with 320 upvotes and 75 comments, spanning productivity, developer tools, and AI categories.
The core idea is straightforward but powerful. It remembers your projects, people, decisions, and preferences, then carries that context across every tool you use. But version 2 introduces a significant architectural change: automatic linking of related memories.
This is where it gets interesting. When you recall one memory, the system follows its connections and surfaces everything related. That's a shift from isolated memory nodes to a graph-like structure. And it matters because real-work context is rarely a single fact. It's a web of decisions, drafts, and people.
Exactly. Another key addition in V2 is state awareness. The system now distinguishes between a settled decision, a draft, and context that's gone stale. That prevents an AI from treating an abandoned idea as a final choice or pulling outdated project details into a new session.
Think about how much cleanup that saves. Fewer bad recommendations, less manual context pruning. The assistant knows what's current and what's deprecated.
On the infrastructure side, Second Brain V2 is self-hosted inside your own Cloudflare account. For developers and teams who can't or won't send sensitive project memory to a third-party server, that's critical. Your data stays under your control, runs on Cloudflare's Edge network, and the whole thing is open source.
And because it supports any MCP client, the memory layer becomes platform agnostic. You could start a conversation in Claude, pick it up in Cursor, and have relevant project context follow you. That cross-tool continuity is what makes this a genuine memory system, not just a better notebook.
Two launches, two approaches to memory-driven assistance, both redefining what creators and builders should expect from their tools moving forward.
Welcome back to Product Hunt Daily on Bree. Today, we are drilling into two open-source tools that both landed on the Product Hunt front page on July 12, 2026, and they share a theme, making expensive, complex workflows feel invisible. Let's start with Fetch Assbox.
And the name actually tells you what it does, but the deeper story is the problem it fixes. Most developers and AI coding agents stop testing the moment an API returns 200 OK. Fetch Assbox was built to test everything that happens next.
Right, and its creator, Yajid Gupta, launched it alongside a second maker, and it reached daily rank 3 that day with 356 votes and 69 comments. The pitch is that a 200 status code only proves the endpoint is alive. It does not prove webhooks arrive, retries fire correctly, or state transitions actually happen.
And that gap is where silent production bugs live. Fetch Assbox reproduces real bugs, confirms the fix, and then, this is the clever part, it remembers what previously broke. So if you are using an AI coding agent inside Cursor or Claude Code, that agent can detect regressions before they reach production.
Let's pause on that memory layer. The sandbox retains a record of past failures, which means your agent is not starting from zero every time. It connects through the model context protocol, so it slots directly into Windsurf, VS Code, Codex, and the tools you mentioned.
And because it simulates the failure modes, you avoid burning real API quota. They list over 60 major APIs you can explore, including Stripe, GitHub, Clerk, Resend, Twilio, Descope, and OpenAI. So you are testing retry policies and webhook delivery without waiting on staging environments or consuming paid calls.
This shifts the verification layer earlier. Instead of hoping your async workflows are correct, the sandbox forces the agent to prove they are correct. I think the immediate signal for teams building with AI-assisted toolchains is that Fetch Assbox closes the loop between interface-level success and end-to-end correctness.
Especially for retries and state changes that are expensive or slow to trigger in live systems. In practice, that means an agent can iterate on integration logic faster, catch silent failure sooner, and not treat a 200 as the finish line.
And because it is embedded via MCP, it becomes a default verification layer inside AI-powered development environments. That may change how agents reason about API behavior over time. When the tool remembers what broke, the agent learns from its own history.
Exactly. It is not just a sandbox, it is a sandbox with a memory. And that memory is the safety net teams have been missing. Let's switch gears now to a very different kind of integration pain.
Our second pick is ServiceBeard, which also launched on Product Hunt on July 12, 2026, hitting daily rank 5 with 143 votes and 23 comments. The problem it solves is deceptively simple. Most teams already have an issue tracker, but they are forced to buy expensive per-seat help desk software just to handle customer emails.
And the maker essentially said, why not turn your existing mailbox into an issue board? ServiceBeard syncs a customer-facing email inbox directly into GitHub, GitLab, or Linear Issues using standard IMAP and SMTP. No new dashboards, no per-seat licensing.
That design choice matters because it means teams stay inside their existing workspace. If you already have automation pipelines running on your issue tracker, those same pipelines now apply to customer emails. Labels, assignments, status transitions, everything.
And it is open source, so you are not locked into a vendor's pricing model. The whole setup lets you run a full service desk from the tools your team already uses every day, which is a very practical stance for small and medium teams that can't justify steep help desk costs.
I think the cost angle is the sharpest point here. Traditional help desk tools charge by the agent seat, and those seats add up fast when you have rotating support roles or developers who just need to jump in occasionally. ServiceBeard removes that friction entirely.
Right. A new customer email becomes an issue, a reply from your team goes back out via SMTP, and the conversation thread stays inside GitHub or Linear. There is no sync delay penalty that would break the workflow. The makers specifically call out leveraging the automation you have already set up.
So you are not adopting a separate platform, you are extending what you already own. That also means your existing 101 and deployment pipelines can react to support issues if you want them to. A critical bug report from a customer can trigger internal alerts the same way a high-priority dev ticket would.
And because the connection is over open email protocols, there is no proprietary integration layer that could break. It does not care which email provider you use. That keeps the surface area small and maintainable, which is a strong argument for long-term reliability in an open-source project.
The product hunt discussion also highlighted that this approach reduces context switching. A developer who already lives in GitHub does not need to log into a separate help desk to triage a customer email. That alone can save hours per week across a team.
And when you pair that with the open source license, you get transparency and the ability to self-host. There is no hidden data access and no surprise billing. It is a straightforward translation layer between email and issues.
I would summarize it this way. ServiceBeard is not trying to replace your existing toolchain. It is removing the only part that did not belong there in the first place, which was the expensive middle layer. For teams already on GitHub, GitLab, or Linear, this is a very clean fit.
Mia, you're going to love this. A new search engine called JustVibe turns a query into a fully functional interactive web app right in your browser. It is literally search for results to get an app that does the thing.
Right, and we see so many no-code tools promising magic, Milo. What makes JustVibe different from just another AI site builder?
The example that blew up is typing, "Plan my 5-day trip to Tokyo." Instead of links, you instantly receive a complete interactive trip planner already configured for Tokyo.
So it isn't just generating a list, it's handing me a dynamic calendar or map tool that I can immediately start dragging things around in?
Exactly. And the product description says if no existing app fits your exact need, JustVibe builds a custom one from scratch in minutes with zero code.
That is a pretty bold claim. And you get to keep the app forever?
Yes, every app you create is yours permanently. You can chat with the system to tweak every detail, then share the final tool through a single link.
Who built this? It sounds like a massive technical lift behind a simple search box.
The creator's name is Liang Hao Chen. The launch happened on Product Hunt on July 12, 2026, where it grabbed the number one daily rank.
Solid proof of demand. Any numbers?
On launch day, it pulled in 496 votes and 69 comments. It's listed under web app, search, and no-code categories.
So the experience is a leap from passive searching to active doing. I wonder if getting a custom app in minutes puts pressure on their generation reliability, though. A broken trip planner would be worse than no trip planner.
That's the risk. But the tagline is, the search engine for doing. The promise is that the system handles the complexity so the user doesn't have to touch any code at all.
And the shareable link feature means the tools aren't locked in a vacuum. I can send that Tokyo planner to a friend traveling with me.
Right. It turns a solo query into a collaborative asset. Just Vibe is essentially collapsing the gap between wanting a tool and having it running in your browser.
That was our look at Just Vibe, part of our Product Hunt daily coverage on Brie. From a travel planner to anything you need, the web app just appears.
And we will be watching to see how well those generated tools hold up under real-world pressure. If the output is reliable, this type of search could get very sticky very fast.
Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Cheers.